श्रीमद्भागवतम 1:10:9 सुभद्रा द्रौपदी कुंती विराटतनया तथा गांधारी धृतराष्ट्रश्च युत्सुर्गौतमो यमौ. श्री कृष्णा इज अबाउट टू डिपार्ट. हु ऑल आर द पीपल हु हैव कम टू सी हिम ऑफ? दैट लिस्ट इज conveyed in this text. Krishna has ascended his chariot, as was mentioned in the previous verse, and farewells have been spoken, and all these people now are there. Especially he is talking about who are there. सुभद्रा द्रौपदी कुंती विराटतनया. विराटतनया इज उत्तरा, वुड बी मैरिड टू अभिमन्यु तथा गंधारी धृतराष्ट्रश्च. एंड देन दीज आर सो जनरेशन आर सुभद्रा द्रौपदी आर द सेम जनरेशन एज हिम. कुंती इज इन द अपर जनरेशन, विराटतनया इज इन द लोअर जनरेशन. नेक्स्ट जनरेशन गांधारी धृतराष्ट्र are in the same generation as Kunti. About him, Yutsur Gautamo Yamau. Yutsu was the only son of Dhritarashtra who remained. Gautamo Yamau. Gautam Rishi, his son was Gautamo, that is Kripacharya. Yamau, the twin brothers Nakul and Sahadeva were there. This list goes on in next steps also. Text 10. वृकोदरश्च धौम्यश्च स्त्रियो मत्स्यसुतादयः नसे हिरे विमुह्यमन्तो विरहं शारंगधन्वः. सो विरहं शारंगधन्वः. शारंगधन्वः इज द नेम ऑफ विष्णु और कृष्णा. द बो दैट कृष्णा कैरीज इज नोन एज शारंग. सो सेपरेशन फ्रॉम हिम विरहं, दे वर नॉट एबल टू टॉलरेट. नसे हिरे, they found it extremely difficult to tolerate. And Vimuhiyamanto means they almost fainted because of that. Who all of them? Drukodara, that is Bhima, Dhaumyascha. Dhaumya was the family priest of the Pandavas. Striyo Matsasutadayaha. The other ladies of the family including Matsasutadayaha. That is such as Satyavati, Bhishma's stepmother, who was also there. So Krishna was not just a relative for them. They knew that he was their lord, he was their protector, and they had developed a deep affection for him. And given that affection, they found it almost impossible to tolerate separation from him. And thus, because of that separation, they felt as if they were about to faint. Text 11. Satsangan mukta dussango hatum notsate buddha kirtyamanam yasho yasya sakrut akaranya rochanam. The Bhagavatam features a interweaving of narrative and exposition. Narrative means the story is being narrated, and exposition means some spiritual principles are told based on the points in the narrative that have just been mentioned. So here there is a temporary shift to exposition. The previous verse talked about how there is separation, there is unbearable separation for the residents of Hastinapur from Krishna. Had all become affectionate towards Krishna and they couldn't tolerate, especially many who were devoted to him, they found separation unbearable. So here the point is made that satsangan, so by the association of the saintly, mukta dussango, by giving up the association of the materialistic, hatum notsahed buddha. So one is not enthusiastic for, one doesn't attempt to. Kirtimanam yasho yasya. one doesn't give up, one just delights in the glories of the Lord. One cannot avoid hearing the glories of the Lord. Kirtyamanam yasho yasya. That the glories of that Lord who is glorious. Sakrut akaranya rochanam. Rochanam. Once only if they hear them, they find it pleasing and they cannot give it up. So, here the principle of how they find the separation unbearable is further explained with an example of how separation from even his glories, from hearing about him, also becomes unbearable. So someone who has actually found good association, satsanga, and mukta dusango, and the person has given a bad association. So what happens by adopting good association, giving a bad association, is that, you know, our desires grow in association. Sangat sanjayate kamaha. The kind of association we have, accordingly our desires grow. Our desires are triangular, desires are often triangular, not just linear. So, we don't just see an object and desire it. We see an object, we see others desiring that object, and we also start desiring it. So, when we are in materialistic association, the materialistic people desire sense objects, and naturally we also start desiring those objects. But if we've given up materialistic association, then this, when by that, because we don't have that association, material desires are not triggered. And if we are in spiritual association, then by that association, spiritual desires are triggered. And when spiritual desires are triggered and material desires are no longer triggered, then what happens by the combination of the two is that when we hear Krishna's glories, our heart is receptive. Our heart is like a dry wood on which when a spark of fire falls, it catches fire. So similarly, our heart becomes kindled with attraction towards Krishna. Kirtimanam yasho yasya. Once we hear his glories, we feel so delighted by hearing those glories that we want to hear them more and more, and we get such taste in them that we can't tolerate not hearing them. This is how the magic of attraction to Krishna consciousness works when we place ourselves in the right environment. So Suta Goswami is making the point of this, that this, if this applies for hearing itself, then how much more will it apply for direct contact with the Lord? That's the next text, text 12. Tasminyastadhiya parthaha saheran viraham katham darshanasparsha samlapa shayanasana bhojanai. Tasmin, unto him, nyastadhiya partha. Nyastadhiya, dhiya refers to intelligence, it refers to mind, it refers to consciousness basically. Dhiya. So one who has given one's consciousness to him, parthaha. So, usually the word partha is used to refer to Arjuna, but it can refer to all the sons of Pritha, Yudhishthir, Bhima and Arjuna. And in the generic sense, even Nakula and Sahadeva, because they also, after the demise of their mother, treated Pritha like their mother. So all the Pandavas, what happens to them? They saheran viraham katham. How could they possibly tolerate separation from the Lord? Why? Because they had not just heard his glories, but darshana sparsha samlapa. They had directly beheld him. They had touched him. Krishna, they would embrace Krishna. Krishna would embrace them. Samlapa. They would sit and talk with him. Shayanasana bhojanai. They would sleep together, sit together, they would eat together. So normally, when we spend time with a person who is very pleasant and loving, our affection for that person increases more and more. So something similar happened here for the Pandavas, and they had so much contact with Krishna that their attraction to him was unstoppable, was irresistible. And they, so it is a rhetorical question is asked over here. How could Sahera Viraham Katham, how could they tolerate separation from him? After all, they had such intense proximity and intimacy with Krishna that it would be impossible to live after to live without him. So text 13, Sarve te animishair akshais tam anudrutah chetasah vikshantah sneha sambaddha vichelus tatra tatrah. Sarve te animishair akshais, all of them with unblinking eyes, animishair akshais. So they knew that Krishna was going away and afterward they would not be able to see him. So they didn't want to miss the beautiful side of Krishna, which would be their last sight for a long time. They didn't want to miss it even for a moment. And that's why animishai rakshesh, with unblinking eyes, they were beholding Krishna. Tam anudruta chetasaha, they were unto him, after him they were beholding. Druta chetasaha, chetasaha is consciousness. And druta is like we have dravya, which is to in a liquid form. So their heart, chetasa can be consciousness, can be the heart. But their heart was melting. They are feeling such intense emotions on beholding Krishna, on contemplating that he was going away, that their heart had melted. So chetasa vikshanta sneha sambaddha, vikshanta saying him sneha sambaddha. So they were bound with affection towards him. Vichelus tatra tatraha. They started moving here and there. Sometimes when we are restless, sometimes when we don't know what to do, sometimes when our minds are disturbed, we just move. Our mind is somewhere and then physically we just move here and there, not being aware of where we are. So normally we consider this the kind of absent-mindedness as a problem. And the absent-minded professor is a standard image in literature and culture where the person's mind is elsewhere. So, but that indicates that the mind is somewhere else and the body is going elsewhere. So now this is normally a distracted, fragmented state, but when that the mind is going towards Krishna, it's a fortunate state to have so much attraction towards Krishna that the mind goes towards him. The uncontrolled way is a matter of great fortune. And that's what has happened to the Pandavas, and they are immensely grateful for that. Text 14. Nerundhan Udgalad Bashpam Outkantya Devaki Sute Niryatya Agarano Bhadram Itisyad Bandhavastriyaha. Nyarundhan Udgalad Bashpam. So Udgalad Bashpam, over Udgala is overflow, Bashpa is tears. So the tears were overflowing for their eyes, but they were checking it somehow. Nyarundhan Outkantya Devaki Sute. So Krishna is referred here as Devaki Sutta. He is Yashoda Sutta, he is Nanda Sutta, he is Vasudev Sutta or Vasudev. He is referred to as Devaki Sutta. He is going back to meet Devaki now. Devaki and Vasudev. Outkanthyad. Out of great anxiety, out of great longing, they didn't find it very easy to tolerate the separation from him. Nirayatya agaranno bhadram. They nirayatya, they came out agaran. Agar is the place of residence, the palace. No, bhadram. They did not want any inauspiciousness. Ittisyad bandhavastriyaha. So may happen. Bandhavastriya, the relatives and the friends. So everyone was out there to see Krishna. And it is said that when a person is departing, tears in the eyes of the people who see them off, they are sometimes conceived as signs of inauspiciousness. And of course, if the person who is leaving sees tears in the eyes of, then the departing person may also feel sad and they may go with a heavy heart. If we, of course, we ourselves may feel separation from a person who is departing, but if we really love them, then we want them to be happy, and we don't want them to be miserable. So naturally, whenever there are tears, they try to check the tears, and so although the tears were natural, now we human beings also have the capacity. Love means not only to express emotions. Love also means the capacity to conceal emotions. Both are required. If we just think of love as unrestrained emotionality, then we will not be able to always act in ways that are loving. A mother loves her child. But if the mother simply acts based on the emotions while taking care of the child wants to put the hand in fire and the child starts crying. When the mother doesn't allow the child to put the hand in fire, the mother says, I just want my child to be happy. And the child will cry if I don't let the child put a hand in fire. So therefore, I'll let the child put a hand in fire. No, that time the emotions are there. The child is doing something mischievous, something dangerous. The mother has to express her love appropriately by disciplining the child. So the love is expressed at that time through the discipline, not through the facilitation of doing whatever the child wants to. So here the love is expressed by the Pandavas and their associates by curbing the tears that were flowing at the thought of Krishna's imminent departure. Text 15. Mrudanga shankha bheryascha vinapanav gomukha dundurya anaka ghantadya nedur dundu bayastatha. The various instruments that are being played while Krishna is departing, they are mentioned over here. Mrudanga shankha bherya. Mudanga Shankha, of course, you know, Bhairya is a brass band, Prabhupada translates that. Vina Panavago Mukha. Vina is, of course, well known. Narad Muni plays a Vina. Panava is a kind of flute. Go Mukha is another kind of flute. Dunduri, a drum. Anaka, kettle, like we have kettle drums. Ghanta, Adya, bell and Adya. Nedur Dundu Bayastatha. And various other kinds of drums, they were also played. So, any kind of momentous event, its significance and its emotion is intensified by the presence of music. You know, when dramas or movies are performed, at significant moments, events, dramatic events are accompanied by appropriate music. And that enhances the impact of that moment on the audience. So this is not just this principle is not just for the stage; it is also for life. That when certain important events are happening, just like say when people, two countries start a cricket match, they have the national anthems played before that. That creates a particular kind of ambience that we are playing for our country, and. Similarly here, when Krishna is departing, they are trained musicians and they are playing the appropriate instruments to convey the appropriate emotion at the time of Krishna's departure. So although it's a sad, agonizing moment, still it's a moment of celebration. Krishna was there for so long and now Krishna is going elsewhere. So they are conveying the festivity through the blowing of instruments. Text 16. Prasad Shikararadhu Shikararadhudhaha Kurunaryo Didrukshaya Vavrushuhu Kusumai Krishnam Prema Vridasmitekshanaha.
So prasad. Prasad refers to the palace. Shikhara, arurha. So shikhara is the roof. So there are palaces, so there's not just huts or small houses. The especially the kings lived in palaces, and palaces had multiple stories. So as Krishna started departing, after they had seen him off, the Kuru ladies, Kuru Naryo, the Kuru ladies, Didrukshayo, in order to see Krishna eagerly, what happened? They rushed up to the tops of their houses, the terraces, to the balconies, to the roofs, wherever there was place for them to go. Shikhara Arudha, Arudha means to climb up, and Vavrushuh Kusumai, Krishnam, and they started showering flowers on Krishna. A shower of flowers was also mentioned when, in the previous chapter, when Bhishma departed from this world. That came, of course, from the heavens. Here, showering flowers is a sign of honor and affection, and that's what is being done over here. Prema vrida smite kshanaha, prema vrida. With affection, prema vrida, they were smiling, smita ikshanaha. With their glances, with glances and smiles, shyly, gently, they were very affectionate. Now, affection can also be expressed in different ways, and sometimes, if we are habituated to cultures where there are very physical and public displays of affection, subtler ways of conveying affection, which are present in more conservative cultures. Those subtler ways may not seem like affection, but the capacity to appreciate subtlety often represents a refined consciousness. And those with refined consciousness, even the shy, gentle smiles and subtle expressions of affection are also appreciated, are also understood and appreciated and valued. So, text 17. Sita tapatram jagraha तादाम विभूषितम् रत्नदंडम गुड़ाकेशः प्रिय प्रियतमस्यः सीतातपत्रम्। सो आतपत्र इज एन अम्ब्रेला, सीता इज अ कूलिंग अम्ब्रेला। सो अम्ब्रेलास कैन सर्व डिफरेंट पर्पसेस। इन रेन्स दे कैन प्रोटेक्ट फ्रॉम वाटर, इन समर दे कैन प्रोटेक्ट फ्रॉम हीट। सो नाउ व्हेन कृष्णा इज डिपार्टिंग, देयर आर नो रेन्स ओवर देयर, but the sun is there, so in order to protect him, there is Sita Tapatram, there is an umbrella which is cooling. Jagraha took up Muktadama Vibhushitam. So the Vibhushitam, it was decorated with Muktadam, with laces and pearls, it was decorated. Ratnadandam Gudakesha, and it was a danda. Danda is a handle. Danda can mean stick. It can also, now the stick which is there in the umbrella, that is the handle for the umbrella. Ratnadandam. So it was a handle made of jewels. So a great person is offered great respect, and that is repeated over here. Gudakeshaha. So who was holding this umbrella for Krishna when he was about to depart? It is Gudakeshaha. That is Arjuna. Priya Priyatamasyaha. So he, for him, the Lord, who was a very close friend and his most beloved, he held up that umbrella for him. So in the Bhagavatam, especially in the previous chapter, it was Yudhishthira and Krishna, the interaction has been going on. And certainly, Krishna had affectionate relationship with Yudhishthira. At the same time, there is a very special flavor in the relationship of Krishna with Arjuna. So now Arjuna is right next to Krishna, and Arjuna is, of course, Krishna's very close friend and is Krishna's equal. So if Yudhishthira holds an umbrella for Krishna, he is the king and he is the elder to Krishna. So Krishna will not like that. So it's Arjuna who is his close friend. He takes that umbrella, and he goes with Krishna. So the very intimate and intense affection between them is conveyed by Arjuna offering this honor to Krishna and rendering this service personally to him. Text 18. Uddhava Satyakishchaiva Vyajane Paramadbhute Vikiryamanaha Kusumai Reje Madhupatihi Pathi. So time and time again we see the poetic nature of the Bhagavatam here. Patihi Pathi. So Pathi is one who is traveling on the road. Madhupatihi. So Pati Pati, that alliteration makes it beautiful poetically, and Madhupati refers to the Lord of Madhu, that is Krishna. So while Arjuna was holding the umbrella, others were also serving him. So Uddhava, Satyaki, Chaiva, Uddhava and Satyaki are also intimate associates of Krishna. And they started fanning him. Vyajane Paramadbhute. Vyajane. They were fanning him. Paramadbhute. An extremely wonderful fan was there. Vikiryamana Kusumai. Vikiryamana. And then, now, so, as they were being fanned, Krishna, the chariot on which he was sitting, that had been decorated with scattered flowers, Kusumai. And he sat on there and directed the chariot. Okay, let us move now. He was accepting the affection of everyone. At the same time, while accepting the affection, he's also aware of his affectionate relationship with the Dwarkavasis who have been in separation from him for a long time. And thus, he moves onwards towards the Dwarkavasis. So, text 19. Ashruyanta Ashishya Satyas Tatra Tatra Dvijeritaha Nanurupanurupascha Nirgunasya Gunatmanaha. So, Ashruyanta, that means were heard. Ashisha, benedictions. Benedictions were heard. So when a person is departing, good wishes and prayers are offered to that person. And Ashisha Satyas, they're true. So then now for Krishna, benedictions were offered. Tatra tatra dvijeritaha. So dvijeritaha, spoken by the Brahmanas. Now it is the Brahmanas offer benedictions, and especially to Kshatriyas, who offer due respect to the Brahmanas. So the Brahmanas, according to their social position, were offering blessings to Krishna as he was departing. Nanurupa anurupa ascha. So now, na anurupa anurupa. So it was neither befitting nor fitting. Nirgunasya gunatmanaha. Nirgunasya, of the Lord who is transcendental, being beyond the three modes, transcendental material qualities. Nirgunasya gunatmanaha. He was playing the role of a human being. So here the Bhagavatam makes the point that it reminds us that this person, for on whose departure such enormous festivities are happening, he is not just a glorious great king. He is the supreme king of all kings. He is transcendental to all of material existence, Nirgunasya. But he is Gunatmanaha. He is apparently descended to the material world just like other human beings, and he's acting like a human being here. But he is transcendental still. Nanurupan rupascha. So now, if he's completely transcendental, then for him, he doesn't require any benedictions. He's the source of all benedictions. So in that sense, they're not befitting for him. But he is right now in this world, and he's playing a role in this world. And when he plays a role in this world, he plays it well. That means when he's acting as a Kshatriya, when he's playing the role of a Kshatriya, he does act like a Kshatriya. And offers the due deference to the Brahmanas. So from the transcendental perspective, these benedictions were not appropriate. But from the social or practical perspective, they were appropriate. So the Bhagavatam leaves it open-ended here. I think that they were neither befitting nor fitting, because he was transcendental, but he is now manifested in this world. Text 20. Anyonyam asit sanjalpa uttama shloka chetasam kauravendra purastrinam sarvashruti manoharaha. So here it will be described now how the Kuru ladies offer prayers to glorify the Lord who is departing. Anyonyam, among each other, asita sanjalpa. There was sanjalpa, they were talking. So as Krishna was departing, the ladies were talking with each other affectionately about Krishna. Uttam shloka chetasam. Uttam shloka is the Lord who is glorified with choice poetry. Chetasam, their consciousness was observed. Kauravendra purastrinam. Kauravendra. So normally the word Kaurava was used to refer to Duryodhana and others, but even the Pandavas were Kurus because they were descended in that dynasty. So Kauravendra purastrinam, so the ladies of that assembly, they were talking sarvashruti manoharaha, and as they were discussing among each other, what they spoke was manoharaha, was more captivating, more attractive to the mind than even the shrutis. So now when the Vedic verses are recited, especially the Samveda verses, they are very sweet and very attractive to the mind. They are manohara. Here when the ladies were speaking, they were not reciting the Shruti, but they were talking about the Lord who is the ultimate purpose of the Shrutis. Vedaischa sarvai ahameva vedyo. And because they were discussing about him, the words that they spoke were so captivating that even the captivating potency, the sweetness of these words surpassed the sweetness of the Vedic mantras. And as we will see in future verses in our next talk, that not only was their sweetness superseding, but their profundity, their wealth of meaning was also very great. Thank you.